Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Jeez, that dairy, they've taken another bath.
Yeah, a little bit of a fairly, what I would call a tepid global dairy trade auction outcome. Thing, Mike, was this was kind of expected, given the price action that we've seen in the futures contracts since the last auction. So we are getting sort of quite a weekend to the week sort of finish to the autumn-winter auction season. So futures pricing had been suggesting that the index would be impacted by weaker whole milk powder pricing. So global dairy trade index down 3.4% at the last auction, now a 3.8% fall at this auction. And that's even with April milk production being quite a lot lower than last year. So you had lower supply there in April, but it's the demand side of the equation that's weak at the moment. So buyers seem to be sitting back and waiting for the lift that we'll get in production when spring comes along. So for the record, global dairy trade index down 3.8%, three negative index auction outcomes in a row now, whole milk powder down 4.3%, and what we call the milk fats, not really battling the index out this time, butter down 5.7%, cheddar down 4.3%, skim milk powder down 3.5%. So, yeah, we're getting a bit of a disappointing end to the season, but today's outcome not unexpected.
Okay, Canna South, a listing. We love a listing, don't we?
We love a listing. It's only little. It's a little listing, but it is the first equity listing on the NZX. So Canna South is a medicinal cannabis company. It's obviously quite topical at the moment because a lot of discussion about cannabis. And I think the first thing we need to say is that this is very much a medicinal cannabis. It's got nothing to do with recreational cannabis. But if it does nothing else, Mike, I think it will sort of, I suppose it will lift and start to highlight the debate around the science behind the cannabinoids. And I think that's useful. I'm not an expert on this, certainly haven't done a lot of research in this area personally over the last 30 or 40 years. But look, these cannabinoid compounds are complex. 85 cannabinoid compounds produced by the plant. That's got nothing to do with THC, which I believe is the bit that gets you high. So they're getting promising results in things like chronic pain, anxiety, depressive disorders. But as I say, I think it will hopefully lift the debate on the science. The founders, they started growing industrial hemp or low THC cannabis in 2002, so they've been doing this a while. They've got licenses to cultivate, to extract the medicinal cannabinoids, so it's a medical company. Mm-hmm. Look, we'll see where this goes in trading today and whether or not it lifts and focuses the debate on the science.
Okay, then Facebook and crypto, are they going to do to crypto what crypto hasn't been able to do to crypto?
Well, this is fascinating development overnight. So Facebook have announced, they've announced plans to introduce what they call Calibra. This is essentially a service, and we'll start off with a digital wallet and a provider of financial services. And that's going to basically feed into what's called the Libra network, and Libra will be the cryptocurrency. Now, the thing is, what makes this different from the other cryptocurrencies out there, and what makes it interesting, and I've sort of tried to distill this down, is firstly the number of Facebook users that are out there. I mean, you've got 2.6 or 2.7, I don't know, I'm not sure the exact number, billion of potential users to uptake this. So this is a massive enterprise project. They've bought in a number of partners, and these are high level, elite partners: MasterCard, Visa, eBay, PayPal, Spotify, Uber, Lyft, Vodafone, and they've all paid to be part of this network. And it's a not-for-profit service, Mike, so it's not speculative. So we're not talking about Ethereum, we're not talking about Bitcoin, we're not talking about people buying this and getting rich. This is to provide a service on the blockchain network. They're going to launch it in 2020. So to give sort of, I suppose, listeners an idea of what you could do here, so if you're like me and you've got kids studying overseas, I could put my New Zealand dollars into Calibra, yep, have that converted to Libra, send it off to Kelleher Jr. in Atlanta. He converts it back to US dollars in the US. So you've got low friction, low fees.
Yeah. And but what's the exchange rate?
Well, we don't know yet, Mike. I mean, those are the sorts of questions we have to find out. So will it be consequential? I don't know.
And what
know.
If your will money it... was stolen? Is it beyond the regulators?
I don't know. I mean, this is
a lot of questions, Andrew.
A lot of questions. So what I was about to say, Mike, is that we'll come back to you in the next few days when we've got more time to digest it and figure this stuff out. As usual, you're asking the right questions.
Looking forward to it. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the US equity market's quite positive. They're on a bit of a tear at the moment. 26,488, up 375 on the Dow. Liking that news about Trump and Xi Jinping. The S&P 500 up also over a percent, 2919. That's 30 points. The NASDAQ 795 or 7967 now up 122 points, 1.5%. FTSE 100, 7443. Nikkei, 20972. The Shanghai Composite, 2890. The ASX 200 up 6570. NZX 50 also up 10191. On the currencies, 0.6521 US, 0.9493 Aussie, 0.5826 Euro, 0.5195 pounds, 70.72 yen. Gold, $1,346. Brent crude, $61.96.
Have a good day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.